Alei from Sweetest Friends. This is just incredible. The simcha, the joy, is should cause us to be dancing on the roof. But instead of dancing on the roof, I'm really going to go weiter. But this is mamish great, Rabbi say. And let me tell you why. Because this is the seventh shir on the topic of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. And we've already seen such neflos mitoras Hashem. And now we are continuing. What we wanted to say in the previous shiurim was that the opinion that Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha, what's the idea behind that? The idea behind it is that you want to be able to focus on Simchas Yomtiv and not be focused on another Simcha, Mamele, you know how to get married on the Moed. And the idea is not that the person be happy, the idea is that he be happy with the day. It relates to the time. In other words, at this time, one has to be happy with the time, with the Yomtiv. So what does a meal do? What a meal does is basaviyayin for men, and the clothing and the jewelry for the women, and the treats for the children. What does that do? That enables one to be happy with the day. So it's not a stira to have a su'udan yantif, that he's going to be thinking about the food. No, the food makes him feel good. It creates an ambiance, and memela, he's going to be happy with the day. And that's derived from v'samachta b'chagecha. What's v'samachta b'chagecha? You have to be happy with the day, with the chag. And memela, Rav Daniel bar Katina Amarav can bring a drosha minayin she'nosim nashim b'moyit she'nemar v'samachta b'chagecha b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. Even though the pasuk only says v'samachta b'chagecha, it doesn't say v'lo b'yishtecha. But he's saying pshat, oimek ha-pshat in the pasuk, is that you have to be happy with the chag. And your wife is lafuke, your wife is going to be, a person gets married, he's so happy with his kala. I give you all a bracha, my beloved, sweetest friends, that you should be as happy with your kala your whole life as you are on your wedding day and even more. But I think that's a good bracha. In any event, v'samachta v'chagecha, you have to be happy with the yantif, and not with your wife. Now, the wife is a big simcha. It doesn't mean that smaller simchas would be forbidden. But a big simcha like your wife is going to be mevatel simchas yamtiv. And that's what Rabbi Baruch Huna says. Mipnei she'meiniach simchas regel v'oisek b'simchas ishtei. You're going to be setting aside the simchas regel and be osek in the simcha of your wife. And we don't want that to happen. So Mamela, you are not allowed to get, you're not allowed to get married on Yantif. That was one opinion that we saw. And the Gemara says, Vaiter, how do you know Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha? How do you know Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha? And the answer is because of Shlomo HaMelech. He made the 7 days of the Chukas HaBayis different than the 7 days of Yantif. Now that's a smaller simcha. But that chiddush is geboit, is a banui. It's built upon the previous chiddush. In other words, once we have a pasuk in the Torah of v'samachta v'chagecha, that you have to be focused on simchas Yantif and not the simcha of your wife, then mele we can take the ball and run with it and say that not only a simcha that's going to be meshakeach kolil, that's going to completely make you forget about the yantif, i.e. the simcha of your wife, but rather even a simcha, a smaller simcha. But that opinion of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha isn't arguing on the v'samachta v'chagecha. It's just adding. So that's what we saw. That's a Tam Sisainian rabbi say. Ulefi ze tzarich lomar, shema shekatuv bagmara, deha de rabba bar rav huna, de rav hu, de amar rav daniel, chulei, minayin sheinos en noshem b'moit, shenamar v'samachta b'chagecha. When it says in the Gemara, that rabba bar rav huna, rabba bar rav huna says, that we don't want you to leave the simcha of your wife. and be osik b'simchas, leave the simcha of the yantif and be osik b'simchas ishto. That's the problem. The Mishnah says, "Mipnei shesimchi lo, you're not to get married in the moed because it's a simcha. Ma baya? Because you're going to leave the simcha of the moed and be osik of the simcha of your wife." And the Gemara says, and this statement of Rabbi Rav Huna, that we don't want you to leave the simcha of the moed and be osik of the simcha of your wife, is really a statement of Rav, because Rav says, "How do you know you're not nosi nashim b'moed?" Not how do you know that. That the simcha is a problem. First, the Gemara says, "V'chi simcha hilo, my have a." Right, the Mishnah says, "Mibnei she simcha hilo." So the Gemara says, "And what's the problem that there's a simcha? Mama frielecha simcha. Mama frielecha shish la simcha." The answer is because meiniach simcha saregel v'osek b'simcha sishto. You're going to set aside the simcha rami v'osek b'simcha sishto, and this accords with the statement of Rav. Rav says, but Rav here is saying something else. Minayin shein nosim nashim b'moed. How do you know you don't get married on the moed? And then he says, v'samachtu b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. That's how you know that you're not getting married on the moed. But he's just explaining the idea of not getting married on the moed. Not mipnei shesimcha hilo, but rather, right? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to get married in the moed mipnei shesimcha hilo. So first the Gemara says, how do you know simcha? What's the problem simcha hilo? And the answer is because you're going to set aside the simcha of the moed b'yosik the simcha of your wife. And then now Rav says, and how do you know you don't get married? And that accords with Rav, who says you don't get married on the moed because of samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. Now that doesn't mean the other Amoraim argue. There are a bunch of opinions over here. That doesn't mean they argue with Rav that ain nosim nashim amoid v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. It could be that they agree. And then the Gemara just and then they're adding an explanation that in Alada you have a pasuk seder, but what's the problem that it's a simcha? The Mishnah says mipnei shesimcha hilo. What's the problem that it's a simcha? So Ula explains in the Gemara, Mipnei shesimcha hilo. So since it's a simcha, and he's going to be toreach, since the moed is his man simcha, and he's going to be toreach because then it's su and it's no good. That's the Mipnei shesimcha hilo. And Yitzchak Nafcha says, "Mipnei bittul piri v'rivya." In other words, since it's a time of simcha, he's going to push off the wedding till this time of simcha, and he's going to end up being mevatel with piri v'rivya because he's not going to get married until now. Like this is anyway, he knows simchas moed is coming up. There's never a moed that far away, so he's going to push off the suda till then. He's going to be able to save money on the suda. That's Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo. So they're all explaining why Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo. Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo may have. So each one has his own reason why it bothers us that there's a simcha. However, the fact that we darshan v'samachta b'chagecha, b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha, so certainly we can say that the first opinion doesn't argue with that. The l'fishein ma'arv and simcha b'simcha doesn't argue with that. He also agrees v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. He just expands it and he says that it's not only a simcha seisha. It's other types of simcha as well. And that's why he derives it later on in the Gemara. He derives it from Shlomo. And from Shlomo you see that you're now allowed to have another type of simcha mixed in with simcha siyantif. Not only a wedding. And that's our problem with it being a simcha. Nesha simcha hilo. And then we have Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who says, Mipnesha meniach simcha saregel. And that's like v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. You have to be happy with the yantav and not with your wife. So that's the miyut dafka on your wife. But that again, the drasha of Rabbi Lazar b'chanin al-fei sharem simcha b'simcha from Shlomo HaMelech, That's all based on the fact that which means you have to focus your simcha on the yantif. Once you have to focus simcha on the yantif, even a lesser simcha is going to be forbidden. Then Ula and Yitzchak Nafcha, they're also explaining why ain ma'arvin simcha, what mepnesha simcha hilo, what the problem of simcha hilo is. What's the problem of simcha hilo? Problem is either because mepnei hatircha, you're going to be tarech, and we don't want to be mevatel the simcha to your tircha, you're going to be mevatel period for rivia, because it's a simcha and you're going to wait till the time of the simcha to get married. So could it really be that everybody agrees with the Samachta b'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha? And even though in the Gemara it says Rav Yisrael Menachba Amar, Ula Amar, usually when it says Amar afterwards, it means that they're arguing. But in a sense, they're arguing. They're giving a different reason. But who says they argue with Samachta b'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha? As what's the problem with Samachta b'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha? B'nei HaTorach, B'nei B'tel Pir V'Rivia. Maybe that's why B'samachta B'chakecha B'lo B'yishtecha. But it doesn't really sound like they're giving time to the crow over here. But Al Kopana, I'd like to focus on Rav Abar Avun and Rav versus the first opinion versus Amar Vidar Meshmuel. And that is, in the first opinion is the Feishen Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. And that opinion, again, is an argument B'samachta B'chakecha B'lo B'yishtecha. Only because the other opinion says, okay, it's also gain marvin simcha b'simcha, any type of simcha, not only the simcha of marriage. Now, it's also important to note that the Gemara says that Rabbi Barav Huna would agree with Rab, because it says, and that's it only applies to forgetting something that's going to make you completely forget the simcha saregel, i.e. simcha sishto. He doesn't go to all the way to Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Rabbi Barav Huna would subscribe to Rab. But Rab wouldn't necessarily subscribe to Rabbi Barav Huna. And it was Rab who says, V'samachta B'chakecha V'lo B'Yishtecha, wouldn't hold the necessarily that it's only V'samachta B'chakecha V'lo B'Yishtecha. Maybe he would agree with the added coma, with the added element of the Fishein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, even a lesser Simcha, the Samach L'Checha L'O Yishtecha. All we learn from Samach L'Checha L'O Yishtecha is that you have to be happy with the regal. And the Mela, that excludes your wife. That's Mela, it's Omek Apshat in the Pasuk. So, because your wife's going to completely make you forget the Yantiv, but it could be that he would hold even lesser, that we see from Shlomo Melech even lesser Simchas. So Rav wouldn't necessarily agree with Rav Bar Avun. Rav Avun agrees with Rav. Because this is B'nei Shminich Simchas Reg L'Os V'Simchas Yishto, Samach L'Checha L'O Yishtecha. So it's Dafka Isha. He also said it's Dafka Isha, and he likes the pasuk v'samach l'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. However, Rav could theoretically say, I agree it's v'samach l'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha, but now we have a pasuk for Divrei Kabbalah that adds on to that. That we have a gilu here that it's not only a simcha that's legamri m'shakech, the simcha saregel, the legamri makes you forget, but even a smaller simcha, even a lesser simcha, like the simcha of Chanukah Sabayis. So the question is, if there's a little bit of a diminishing of the simchas haregel, because it's different simcha, is that already forbidden? The opinion of Lufi Shein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha holds that yes, you're not allowed to mix in another simcha, even if it'll just diminish a little bit the greater simcha of Yamtiv, the great simcha of Yamtiv. So we don't want any even the simcha like of Chanukah Sabayis. And that's the problem with the simcha. And Rabbi Rav Huna says, no. It's dafka simcha that's going to make you forget. Minich simcha regel, losik b'simcha sishto. Emar b'simcha simcha doesn't say dafka simcha sishto. And all it's explaining is why, well, v'chi simcha lo may habi. What's the problem with the simcha? The problem with simcha is emar b'simcha b'simcha. But Rabbi Rav Huna says, no, it's dafka because of yishtecha. It's dafka because it's your wife. Even though, so one could suggest that, but it says that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, hada Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, diravu. That is Rav. That's the same as Rav. But again, it doesn't say that Rav is the same as Rabbi Barav Huna. Could say if he's him, he's him, right? It goes both in both directions. But Lav Dafka. Now, Rabbi Barav Huna was explaining the Tama Mishnah. Mishnah says, B'nei Shminich Simcha Saregel, Vosek B'Simcha Zishto, and Rav learned some Xeris HaKasu, V'Samachta B'Chagecha B'Lo B'Yishtecha. If it's Xeris HaKosov, Why does Rabbi have to give a time of the crow? So how can the Gemara say that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna is the same as Rav? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, "Bnei Shmiach Simchas Rav Simchas Ishto." Why doesn't he bring a pasuk? If he's like Rav, why doesn't he bring Rav's pasuk? So it sounds like he's not like Rav. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So we have to say that in the pasuk there's no mir on ishtacha. There's no mir on ishtacha. Who's exeris hakasuv? There's a mir for samachtu v'chagecha v'lo biishtacha. In a chinamit. Why is Rabbi Bar Rav Huna going to foreign pastures and looking for reasons? Just push it to get from the get. We have exeris hakasuv. Exeris hakasuv is good enough for us. We're Orthodox believing Jews. So what's the answer? So the answer is it's not a mute on ishtacha, but rather it's a gather b'yisod achiyav shabu samachti b'chagecha. Because samachti b'chagecha and not b'ishtacha. Because if it's because the pasuk is telling you, according to Rav, that if you're happy with the yomtiv, you have to be happy only with the yomtiv, and your wife is going to be a mevati from simchas yomtiv. So the pasuk is comprised, the din is comprised of the pasuk and the reason of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. It's a murkav, gamize v'gamize. And what's the problem with samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha? You're going to completely forget simchas yomtiv. And now Rav, all Rav is trying to do is, he's just trying to figure out why Einos and Nashim B'moed. So for him, Einos and Nashim B'moed, V'samachta B'chagecha V'lo B'ishtecha is enough. But this doesn't mean that he holds that, doesn't hold like the Pasuk from Shlomo. Because if he was Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo, if that's what he was trying to mean, Ein Shesimcha Hilo, then V'samachta B'chagecha V'lo B'ishtecha wouldn't be enough. That if that's all he says, then that's all he means. But he's not trying to figure out Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo. And therefore, it's only a simcha that's completely mevatel simchas chagle simchas ishto. He wants to know why he knows in nashim b'moed, and the answer is v'samach v'chech v'lo b'shtecha, and that's enough for him. But in a chinami, he might also hold v'ayim arvin simcha b'simcha, and the memeli even if it's a lesser simcha, because he would say that b'nei she simcha hilo, any simcha that's going to impede the simchas haregula is going to be aser. Maybe Rav would hold like that, but Rav Bar Rav Huna Akoponim doesn't. He holds it's only a simcha that's going to completely make you forget simchas haregel. Ay simchas ishto, yer meiniach simchas haregel v'osek b'simchas ishto. So he's explaining the Mishnah that says meishas simcha hilo, and he doesn't subscribe to ein marvin simcha b'simcha. He's a meishas simcha hilo, only a simcha that's going to make you completely forget. But that's going to make you partial. That's going to make you partially forget. And the other opinion, and that's like Rav samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Rav gets high, that's how you know ein nosin nashim b'moed. But again, Rav might hold Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo, but in a chinami, Einos and Nashim B'moed is enough for me to tell you Smach L'Gech B'lo B'Ishtecha. But if I was giving you the time for the Mishnah, I would say more. I would say, because I mean Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, like the first opinion. Like the opinion of Amar Vid Amar Shmuel, B'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Ochaya. That first opinion of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, I mean, that's the problem with the Mishnah. The Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo. We don't want it to be a simcha because it's going to be, because you're not going to mix in simchas, even smaller simchas, not only marriage. Other simchas as well. But Rav doesn't go there because all Rav is trying to do is give a marker from Minayin Sheinos and Nashim B'moi. So for that, it's enough for Samachta B'chakecha B'lo B'ishtecha. But in Echnami, maybe it'll also be a marvin simcha. Well, Rav Ravuna does. Rav Ravuna only holds. Dafka. Mibnesha simcha hilo. What's the problem that it's a simcha? It's a simcha that's mivata legamri simchas regal. It's mishakech simchas regal. And Mimela, it's only going to be marriage and not other simchas. And with this, we're in for the kasha of the Taisis Yontif. The Taisis Yontif, and what the Rebbe Avadia Mibrat Anuva says, and the Mishnah, Ein Noisim Neshe Simcha Ilo, Zak to Rebbe Avadia, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha Acheres B'Simcha Saregel, Dichsib, V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Yishtecha. You now let him mix in a different simcha with the Simcha Saregel, because it says, be happy on your chag and not with your wife. Frekta Taisis Yomtif, Why does he say a lashon of ein ma'arvin? Ein ma'arvin lo nicha. Because he brings her samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Like Kikarayin in the Gemara, right? In the Gemara it says that ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha doesn't learn from samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So what's Rav Avadia coming and saying? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So if Rav Avadia is bringing a makor for Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo, then bring from Shlomo HaMelech. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'acheres b'simcha saregel because of Shlomo HaMelech. He says simcha acheres b'simcha saregel. And he's not looking for a reason dafka not getting married. He's any type of simcha. Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo. And he says ein ma'arvin simcha acheres b'simcha saregel. So your problem is that you're now going to mix in another type of simcha, which includes marriage, but not just marriage. So why bring the v'samachta b'chagecha? That's not like the Gemara. La'arv simcha b'simcha is in the Pesukim by Shlomo. So based on what we said, no. The issur is because of Ein Ma'arvin. But you only get to Ein Ma'arvin b'simcha because of v'samachta b'chagecha b'lo b'ishtecha. So Rabbi Avadia brings the Makor issur. What's the yisod of the issur? The yisod is v'samachta b'chagecha b'lo b'ishtecha. You're now going to bring in another simcha. This is a time to be focused on Simchas Yamtiv. This is a machlokas in the Gemara. How far we go with that? Do we only say nisuin, which is Rabbi Bar Avuna's opinion, or do we go even further and say any type of simcha in ma'arvin? But it's not incorrect to say in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha samach l'chagecha b'lo b'ishtecha. That's the sharish, the yisod of in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, and the Torah. You have to be focused on the simchas haregel and not other simchas. So Meili Rav Avadia was correct in bringing that pasuk. Samach l'chagecha b'lo in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. He didn't go to Shlomo. Because he went to the yisod of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. What's the yisod of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? B'Simach B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha B'Yosek in Simcha Sachag. Again, not all Gzeres HaKasa, but Omek HaPshat in the Pasuk. Omek HaPshat in the Pasuk is they have to be focused on Simcha Saregel and not other Simchas. In the Mela, Rabbi Bar Avuna can say that only applies to marriage. But Rav Lezer Mechanina can expand that and say it's not only marriage. So other simchas as well, like we see by Shlomo HaMelech. But al kopanim, the yisoda is through the samach b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. And Rabbi Avadia kaidua hudarko l'katzir. He's very makatzir when he explained the Mishnah. So he just gave us the yisoda din. He didn't get into the details of who holds what and the whole pilpul that we said. This is l'kulei alma. He doesn't go to the pratim. L'kulei alma for samach b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. Gevaldik. And with this, we get to getting married on Purim. So it's great, because on Purim anyway, people are wearing costumes and doing shtick and stuff. So then works, you can get married on that day also. You're ready, dressed funny. So Mirtzah Shem, we have to talk about that, and we have still a lot more. So this is Gevaldik, and we should be Zoche, please God, to continue and see more in Nifla'os Mitoiras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Zehayah neflam out. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.